This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Broadcasting here from South Fallsburg, right before Shabbos. And it is a hot one. I hope wherever you are cool and hydrated. We are sponsored by the Fish Family, L'Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shalom Ben Avraham Alevi Peo Bas Ruvain, L'Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, L'Fu Shalem for Yom Moshe Ben Chai Sor, Yaakov Ben Basi Leah, for the Schus of Avraham Ben Yom Benish Ben Malk Yudis and family, by Yol Klugman and family, L'Fu Shalem for Hinda Bas Chai Sor, for Chana Bas Shashabina, for Rivka Bas Shirulea, Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fadl, Yitzhak Ben Tzir Ben Dusha, Meir ben Chaya Sara, Rachel bas Sara, Aaron ben Sara, Nachman Yaakov ben Sara. They should have a refu shalema b'seich shachar l'Yisrael. Now, kol atluyin, loops that are attached to a keli that are made from, let's say, rope, tameim. If the keli is tamei, they become tamei as well. They're considered part of the keli. If a sheretz, let's say, touches the loop, it transfers tuma to the keli. Chutz mitlui nofo ukfora shel balabayis, except for the loop of the sieve and coarse sieve of a homeowner, because they remove the loops and use them for something else, so they're not considered bottle to the keli. One with the keli, divrei Rav Meir. That's different from Rav Meir. The Chachamim have a completely different view of this. The Chachamim Aymim Kulon Tarim, all the loops are tar. If the loop is only used to hang it on the wall, that's not considered an integral part of the keli, and therefore if the keli is tummy, the loop doesn't become tummy. If the sheretz touches the loop, the keli doesn't become tummy. Except for the following four. Chutz mitlui nofa shel salasin, except for the loop of the sieve of flower makers, uslui kivras granais, and except for the loop of the sieve used at the threshing floor, uslui magliad, and the loop of the sickle, uslui makal habaloshin, and the loop on the stick, the poking stick of the tax collector. Tax collector used to go and poke around to see if you're hiding anything that you're trying to avoid paying taxes. Now, the reason why these loops are tameh is because you use the loop while you're doing the malacha. In other words, he held the stick and he slipped his hand in the loop, like we used to have on the paddleball racket, a loop that we held so the paddleball racket shouldn't fly out of our hand. So he put his hand in the loop of the stick that it shouldn't fall out of his hand. And the same thing, he put his hand in the loop when he was cutting with the hand sickle, or when he was sifting with these sieves. They're not just used to hang it on the wall, but they help during the work itself. They are an integral part of the keli. And that Mishnah ends with this principle. If it's there to help while doing the work, tameh. If it's only used for hanging, it's tar. Now the next Mishnah also has two themes. If there's a wooden shovel, if it has a rounded shovel and it's used as a scooper to hold things in it, so then it's mekabel tumah. If it's used to sweep like a broom but not to hold things in it, then it's not mekabel tumah because it's wood. Rakais shel gerosos, the shovel of the bean makers, tameya, because there they scoop up the beans. Shel oitzreis, but if it's to push things into storage, tahira. Shel gitais, of the press, to scoop out the skins and the seeds, again it's used for scooping, tameya. Shel geronais, but threshold to push it in a pile to hire zaklal, osi le kabbalah to scoop it tame, lich chinas, but rather to gather it and to sweep it. So then that's a, like pshutei kli eitz, and that is tar. I want to remind you that if you're, especially if you're on the West Coast and you have plenty of time yet, or in other places in the world where the day is young, I did do both a shir called Pinchas Gems, the main shir, and then there's the shir for the Shabbos Pinchas table. And there's also another shir this week, short thoughts from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on Pinchas on his yahrzeit. All of that is on Torah anytime.com and, of course, on Kol HaLashon and on YouTube. We want to remind you to subscribe. Recently, we hit over 1,000 subscribers, Baruch Hashem, and it's good for us that we should have subscribers on YouTube. So please, if you do watch on YouTube, please remember to hit subscribe. Again, if you want to sponsor this coming week's Parsha Shir, 718-916-3100, 718-916-3100, rmmwsi@aol.com. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a truly wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.